Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Bray Wyatt done with WWE? We'll cover all the rumors.
A huge update on the Vince McMahon Triple H power dynamic in WWE.
WWE are reportedly still trying to woo a certain Hall of Famer for WrestleMania.
And you will not believe what the main event of Night 2 of WrestleMania is going to be.
You'll be shocked.
You will be stunned.
And appalled.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray. I'm shocked and appalled.
Indeed. And this is the news.
I'm bald. Bray Wyatt, is he done with WWE?
What is going on here?
Right, there's a bunch of rumours and stuff and things and bits and bobs flying around. We're going to cover it all right here, right now, because we are fat boys who are slim.
Yeah.
Good. Bray Wyatt, his status yesterday was the subject of much speculation. This is owing to him missing a live event, Madison Square Garden, March 12th, that he was scheduled to be on.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the show. I got people talking. A rumor emerged that he was out of the company due to creative differences. He'd walked out and that he was off the WrestleMania 39 card. Well, Fightful Select have come through with a report noting that Bray is actually currently sidelined due to a physical issue. This is according to sources within the company, and that is the exact term used, physical issue, and there is no word when he will be back on TV. Fightful has not been able to confirm the rumours of creative differences and walking out and all of that, nor has the outlet been told that story by anyone in WWE. So on top of the 12th March MSG show, Madison Square Garden show, Wyatt was pulled from several other live events and SmackDown episodes. He is currently due to face Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania, of course, and Lashley's behaviour on TV has been as if the match is kind of still in the works, despite Bray not really being there. Fightful note as well, the Wyatt has not been factored into creative plans for the last two SmackDown shows, but materials for him and his Uncle Howdy character have been there. So they've taken the hat. They've taken the hat to the show.
Yeah, basically. And there's like the B upside down B's arse.
Yeah.
Popping up on screen.
All the important
yeah.
things you need to get through life.
All the spooky stuff.
Yeah, all the essentials for life. Now, one source has outright denied that Wyatt has walked out of the promotion due to creative issues. The writing team has been informed that Bray is out of action due to an illness, but it isn't expected to be a long-term absence. So there's a lot of bits and bobs flying around there. I don't think anything is necessarily disproven here, but like that's not the intent of the report. It's, hey, here's what we know and we'll work to get more. So his status leaves itself in an interesting spot. What?
If this was bonkers, we were talking about it as we were finishing up work yesterday about that report about him missing shows and thinking, what's going on there? And then I went and played football, came back and went, oh, cool, he's gone.
What?
And now, obviously, I think Fightful Select, as you said, came through with that report. It's clarifying the whole thing. And,
yeah.
I mean, we're what, 2 and a bit weeks away from WrestleMania?
Suboptimal, isn't it? It's not ideal.
I feel bad for Bobby Lashley and all this.
Yeah, big Bob, man.
Because, he's having to sell for things that might not come to fruition and what have you. And at the end of the day, Bray Wyatt's done very well for himself since he came back, hasn't he? Like, everyone was speculating on it. You got loads of people talking. It was a really good
tease campaign. It was a great return.
He came back. We did get Mountain Dew Pitch Black, so you can't say this is a complete failure, because that is an unbelievable drink.
The elbow drop. Great.
The elbow drop.
Elbow
Uncle Howdy.
Sensational. I'm just the ghost of the bed who saw the world.
I think maybe he's going to just be off WrestleMania and they'll save it till he comes back, because if he's missing shows now, like I said, we're in 3 weeks' time, WrestleMania's done.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's not like there's a long stretch here.
And they got enough stuff on the Mania card anyway.
Yeah, it's a big show. I have no idea what to make of this, to be honest, because the information is obviously incomplete, and I will reserve judgment until then. It is quite funny.
Yeah.
The idea, right, of a guy going, listen, the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match was too silly for me.
Yeah, that's the line.
Yeah, that's it. No more. I'm not doing that again. That was too dumb when this happened. So it's like, it's an interesting thing to think about. I'm sure he's, you know, I don't know, man. I have no idea. I hope
well soon if he is.
Yeah,
say.
Obviously the physical issue recovers soon.
Yeah.
Hope he's doing okay. Hopefully, we'll talk about this a bit more in the questions.
Yeah. Right, another day, another Vince McMahon story. I really hope we'd leave those behind in 2022, if I'm not honest, Andy.
Have a chance in hell.
Nope, indeed. So obviously he was backstage at last week's Raw to see his good mate John Cena and no other reason. And then, surprise, surprise, the reports have come out saying that may not have been the case, or may not have been 100% the case. It wasn't just there to show off his mustache either. Dave Meltzer reported on Sunday night's main event that WWE would want you to believe that Triple H is still in charge of proceedings with the company line, being that although McMahon will offer his son-in-law WWE advice, Levesque ultimately will make the most important creative decisions. He's given all the orders last Monday, despite Vince's presence there. But McMahon's attendance could have ramifications in the long run. Meltzer had been told that there was more to McMahon attending Raw than simply him visiting Cena, which anyone who has a brain thought the exact same thing on Tuesday morning when they were like, guys, he's just seeing Johnny. Why wouldn't he just go and see him for a weird, awkward dinner again instead?
People, I think the folk who trumpet that line, aside from people reporting what they've been told, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
But people are like, oh, he's just there, we're just seeing his old mate John. You're either a bit naive or you just kind of want to believe the
willfully ignorant.
Yeah, it's a bit silly to think about. Yeah, man, it's the insidious creep of Vince McMahon, and he is an insidious creep as well.
Indeed.
The insidious creep of Vince McMahon back into whatever degree of power he can muster in this company. He is one, like we said yesterday, he's 100% going to try and negotiate a new position within the company with whoever buys it to stay on. That's going to happen. He's going to try at the very least.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
He's not just back to oversee this whole thing. It's like, wake up, sheeple.
He's Jason Voorhees, isn't he?
Says.
Oh, thank goodness he's gone. Yeah. Oh, no, wait, he's coming back.
Yeah.
I got a horrible sense, and I keep getting this over recent weeks with these stories coming out. What's the thing about, like, if you put a frog in a pot of boiling water, it'll jump out, but if you put it in normal water and start to heat it up, it won't leave?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Vince returning to WWE.
That's so nice, because he's kind of reminiscent of a frog in many ways. Slimy, disgusting.
Yeah.
Line him up.
Can turn people into princes, Finn Balor? I don't know.
Triple H was sort of a prince for a while. Blue blood, all that. Right, WWE want Steve Austin for WrestleMania.
Who wouldn't?
Still, it's 2 weeks away.
Again. It's like me writing an essay at uni, this.
Yeah.
You do know it's 2.5 weeks away, don't you? It'd be fine.
And to be fair, I'd quite like to win the national lottery. But yeah, here we go.
It could be you.
Fightful Select coming through with the report here. Obviously, Steve Austin wrestled Kevin Owens last year and it was awesome. Absolute riot of a match. Now, the outlet has been told the pitches have been made several to Austin since last year. And WWE believe that Austin is open-minded to the possibility of wrestling another match for the right money in the right situation. So far, the offers extended to him don't seem to have been that. There was the Brock speculation, of course, and all of that stuff. And then he was offered some money to wrestle Roman Reigns, which didn't happen.
I'm glad that didn't happen, to be honest.
It wouldn't have been right. He didn't actually get back to WWE on that offer, apparently. Steve Austin went, ah, no, I'm not picking up the phone for Roman Reigns. Obviously not.
What do you think his voicemail sounds like?
Yeah, I know.
Leave a note after, leave your message after the, oh, give me hell, yeah.
They actually got Stone Cold ET to record it. But, Fightful note that recently, Austin, who is very in shape, according to this,
I've seen his posts,
had been made a bunch of additional pitches to get on the show, not necessarily for matches. LA Knight was a rumor.
Yeah!
And Fightful can confirm that that was pitched, but nobody close to Austin or in WWE has verified that. So, he's going to be doing some WWE promotional work for 2K really soon, which would have to be soon because I think the game's out today or tomorrow.
Andrew Pollard's been playing it. I saw this. At Cultured Left Peg on Twitter, he sent some good stuff
review
out about
coming
it.
Soon. Review it in the works. So there you go. Steve Austin. Maybe he'll be there. I don't think he'll wrestle, but maybe he'll be there.
I think someone's getting stunned.
Yeah.
Basically, on either the SmackDown, the Raw, or the WrestleMania show. Someone's going to come out and say something stupid. I'd quite like it. Not that I'm saying he is, by the way, because he's one of my favourites right now. I'd quite like it to be L.A. Naira saying, like, oh, yeah, how can you have a WrestleMania in LA without LA Knight? I'm the biggest star on this show. Glass shatters. He comes out. Oh my God, it's Stone Cold. I'm gonna shake my hand. Shake your hand. Oh no, it's done. See you later. Thanks very much.
You stole my entire promo cadence. Yeah, a stunner.
Yeah, either that or he gets recruited for Maximum Male Models. Stone Cold, that is.
Oh, Stevie.
I love Austin. And Marseille and Mansoir are my new favorite tag team.
They broke his camera, man. Rude.
More on that on the Raw review later. What Culture Wrestling Review Game podcast from? And of course, Simon Miller will be here with Ups and Downs.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I've still got a story I've just realised.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very brief and it's not exactly a surprise. Basically, last night on Monday Night Raw, Cody pretty much confirmed that he will be facing Roman Reigns in the main event of Night 2 of WrestleMania for all the big belts. I mean...
I'm shocked.
Of course. Yeah. What, are they going to open Night 1 with it?
Yeah, man, we got to get to the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cereal Bowl Brawl.
Don't say that near him. Yeah, he'll get excited. Cereal boy. I should also mention, spoilers. Also, I don't know why I'm talking like I'm
What the hell was that?
We are getting another match added to WrestleMania. Hell in a Cell, Edge and Finn Balor.
Yeah. Deadbeat Dad and Deadbeat Dom, probably. Mania.
Yeah, and that's
Mania.
Also being teased.
Yeah.
Dominic Mysterio is the best heel in wrestling right now, not named Roman Reigns. And I'll stand by that take.
That is a take.
That's a take.
You can have that.
It's a take, and you can have it as well. And you can like it or dislike it, but hey, be nice to each other on the internet. Try that out for a day.
Questions.
Accusations!
False accusations. We've been over to the community today.
Oh, yes!
As we like to do a couple of times a week. Mix it up, get away, you know, get some new people. Not everyone likes using Twitter. I don't like using Twitter, no, but I'm hopelessly...
It's a hellscape.
Yeah, I'm addicted to it, so there you go.
Twitter's good for one thing, and it's the and finally.
There you go. Boom, 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 boom. Right, Beetlehawk has
great
been
name.
On. Excellent. It's actually Beetle X-Hawk. So maybe some straight edge stuff going on there. Respect. Thoughts on the Bray Wyatt situation. Where do you see him going if he ends up leaving? Or do you think he's gone? I think he's just going to quit wrestling and go full-time with Hollywood and do some horror spooky bollocks. What do you guys think? I think if he is out of WWE, the horror movie route is probably his move.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know quite to the extent he's going to be given creative control, but I would not be surprised. I think where he's going right now is probably the pay window for all that merch money.
Yeah.
Because that man makes hand over fist when he returns to wrestling, apparently. 6 grand belts included. But my sources, you know, I've got my source, Andy, my bird's
always
out there. Giving me all this information.
You've given me, like, a cough.
Yes,
that.
Well, that might be a little sign of things to come. Because if he leaves WWE... He will not be going to Impact. He will not be going to MLW. He will not be becoming All Elite. He'll not be going to WCW. GCW, I was going to say there, but I also brought back a company that hasn't existed for 20 years. Do you know where he will be going? He will be going to a company we haven't talked about, really, at all this year, mainly because they're going to be renamed Corrupt Your Narrative! So, that's what my birds are telling me. That cough was because you got a little bit corrupted, Ben Story.
Yep.
And now you have been corrupted.
Thinking about his wrestling future.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I don't think he'd be a great fit in any other, nope. Literally any other promotion.
Maybe Impact, but they ain't got the money.
Yeah, well, how are they going to afford this guy? I know he brings loads of money in, but he's also, like, commands a pretty hefty paycheck.
Also, so. Joe Hendry would absolutely roast him.
Yeah. So he's definitely going to go to...
Harley Weird. Sorry.
Corrupt your... Yeah, there you go. The way we wear Trilby's now. Like Trilby Hat Era Avenged Sevenfold. Sinister Gates?
No idea what you're talking about.
They've got funny names, Avenged Sevenfold.
Do they?
Sinister Gates, Zaki Vengeance.
What is the name of the people in the band?
Yes, their stage names.
Yes.
Johnny Christ? They all got names.
You could be making this up on the spot.
That's
man.
The names,
no
man. That's the names. I'm not too terribly sure of like their real names, but they got stage names.
What
happened to M Shadows?
Avenged Sixfold. What happened to them?
I
want to know about this previous six incarnations of this band.
Answers in the comment section below. Medium size deal has been on.
Good. Don't oversell yourself.
There you go. Just medium.
Yeah.
Average. Perfect. When someone asks you how you doing, you go, you just go, average. It's perfect. With the apparent removal of Bray Wyatt from the WrestleMania card, what do you do with Bobby Lashley? Assuming things.
Him and Stone Cold could be tasty.
Oh my god.
Hey Stone Cold, I know you don't want to work Brock Lesnar. How about this big guy instead?
Yeah.
Or, because I've just thought of this and I want to see the visual because I'm very excited by it. I don't know why, but make him the referee for Brock versus Omos, right? Because I just want to see Bobby Lashley in one of those tight referee shirts. He'd be bursting out of it.
Popping out.
Can you imagine that? I think him hitting the mat might break it for a three count. Like, one, two, shatters.
Him refereeing Brock versus Omos is actually, like, pretty inspired.
Like, every referee going, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, he's had the beef with Brock and all that stuff, and it's like it's quite late to heat up another program for him.
People could speculate on Omos beating Brock because of the whole...
The MVP connections.
Stuff.
Yeah, they've had a mutual manager... All of that stuff.
More hurt business speculation. Oh, good.
Yeah. but yeah, that would be good. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. 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 I'll get Bob on the card, though, because he's... It would be really funny if Bob just went, I'm not selling for Bray Wyatt. Brock turned down working with the Flipping Fiend already. What's going on, guys? Josh B with the final... Josh Brown. Oh, my God.
Crossover. What Culture Gaming?
Final question here. With the new Free Women Outsiders faction feuding with the originals in AEW, do you think they are planning a Woman's Blood and Guts? Who do you think would fill out the rest of the match? I think that they might do something, and this is actually a Sidgwick idea, so credit to him. I think they might do something tying in with the Canadian opponent for Jade Cargill this week.
Renee Paquette,
obviously. Taya Valkyrie seems to be a popular breadcrumb choice. Sidgwick posited to me yesterday that her doing her act in Blood and Guts and going, I'm not getting bloody, all that stuff, would be very funny. Mm-hmm. So, let's throw her in the Outsiders, right?
How many
That's
do we
four.
Need?
That's
five,
four.
Five on each side,
You
yes.
need five on each side. I'm going to level it up to four each. You've got Jamie Hayter, obviously, and you've got Britt Baker.
For now.
Right, so Jade Cargill, she wrestles Taya this week, theoretically.
Yeah, yeah.
Taya joins the other side. Jade goes, nah, screw you. Joins the originals, turns babyface.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Chris Statlander comes back and goes, I'm an original. And then after that, you could pivot away into the Jade
Chris
feud. That's four each. What do you do after that?
Everyone said the name Mercedes Moné around this, so I've got that in my head now, but I don't know whose side she's on.
She'd have to be an outsider.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I mean, on the original side, you could easily get a Shida in there. Well, she's injured at the moment, but if she was healthy...
Brandi Rhodes up to?
She's reforming the Nightmare Collective, I've heard exclusively.
Oh, God.
Luther's coming to WWE.
Luther could be part of it. Good point.
No, he couldn't. But yeah, I think there's some interesting options.
I love Nyla Rose and I wanted her to be involved in more stuff. Actually, have we included Shida in that five?
Yeah, I just mentioned
Oh, good, yeah, sorry. I was about to say, we can't miss out Shida. Because it feels like she's weirdly been absent by all this.
She's the original.
But yeah, exactly. Rebel. What's happened to her? Reba.
Word on the street, and by the street I mean the Wrestling Observer newsletter, is that they don't think she's a good fit for Jamie and Britt as baby faces. I think that's bollocks.
Yeah.
I think that's nonsense.
Yeah.
Bad logic. I don't know.
Renee Paquette.
Of course, Rebel.
Get her in there one way or another in Blood. Get her to do interviews whilst Blood and Guts going on.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what's going on? Whoa, Jesus Christ, sorry Renee, I'm a bit busy at the moment.
Why the heck that? Dasha, why not? She's wrestled one match before, sure. Yeah. She's an original.
Thunder Rosa
oh,
returns.
Boom, there you go, that'd be chaotic, I'd like
yes,
that.
Yes, I miss Thunder Rosa. Yeah. And Serena D, what's she up to?
Yeah, what the hell? What's going on, guys?
Hey Tony, here's an idea, book more than one women's match on Dynamite this week. Anyway, let's
asking
move on to
a bit today. Much there, Boo. AEW.
Let's move on to today's and finally. It's just this. It's a picture of Ortiz posted on Mansoir's Twitter. And it's a thing of beauty. It is sexual, that photo. So go and check it out. At KSA Manny, of course. That's
yeah.
The original. But now known, of course, as Mansoir.
Mansoir, yeah.
This is one of my favourite storylines in wrestling right now.
It's fun.
I was genuinely gutted when they went, the OC aren't going to be able to quench the thirst of Maximum Male Models tonight. But it's coming next week, guys, so.
WWE should always have a story this silly on the go, all the time. Always.
Bobby's not got an opponent for WrestleMania. Give him Chad Gable. They don't have an absolute ripper.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yes.
That would be fun and good.
Put Chad Gable on the Mania card, you arsehole.
Also, given Bobby's history of posing on television with his bum, you could put him in Maximum Male Model.
Yes!
Call him Lashley. Bobby.
Lashley.
There you go. We've done it.
Genius.
We've done it.
We fixed
We've
wrestling,
ruined
guys.
Bobby Lashley. My favourite wrestler in WWE. Cool.
Right, let's know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. And myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review Raw and preview the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. Yeah, a little bit later on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop35. Hoop over the river Kwai.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, thanks to Andy, to the Flipping Fiend, you for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Look at his tongue.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.